If whales evolved from a land animal, as evolutionists tell us, why are they so perfectly designed to live in the water? That's the topic we'll be looking at on today's Creation Moment. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
We are told by evolutionists that the whale evolved from a cow-like creature that originally lived on land. Let's look at that claim. First, the whale can hear what direction a sound is coming from underwater. Neither cows nor humans can do this. Nor is the whale's ear damaged by the pressures deep in the sea. The whale also has other very complex differences from land-living mammals that allow him to cope with the great pressures in the depths of the sea. If the whale evolved from some cow-like mammal, the entire head would have to be restructured. What we would call the whale's nose is on top of his head, in the back of his brain. Land-living mammals, of course, keep their noses on the front of their faces, in front of their brains. Evolutionists would have us believe that in the evolution of the whale, his nose, or at least his nostril, migrated up his face through his brain and finally ended up where it is today. That's major restructuring. These are just a few of the miracles we are supposed to believe that mindless evolution performed, even though it can't think or plan. That's the operative word, believe. The evolutionist's faith in the evolution of the whale shows us that the origins controversy is not science versus the Bible. This debate is about a man-made and sometimes silly religion versus faith in God's revealed truth.
To discuss any topic related to the Bible and science with creationists like yourself, we invite you to join the Creation Moments group on Facebook. You'll also meet members of our staff there. So join us today to learn more about our wonderful Creator and His awesome creation.